From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State meets with Indian officials.
The United States supports India's emergence.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in India today for talks with Indian officials, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He held a joint news conference with his Indian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj. Tillerson expressed concern about Pakistan.
We also are concerned about the stability and security of Pakistan's government as well, as these terrorist organizations have enlarged their numbers and have enlarged their strength and their capability within Pakistan's borders. This can lead to a threat to Pakistan's own stability.
Now, Tillerson met yesterday in Islamabad with Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Kagan Abbasi. Amid concerns that Pakistan is not doing enough to end the harboring and support of terrorists, Mr. Abbasi insisted Pakistan was committed to the war against terror. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dosani.
I think the biggest success over the last 12 months was the relationship with the army that had improved to the point where the two were tackling issues within Pakistan. Pakistan has been the biggest victim of terrorism on its own soil. And so its ability to control that and lend some stability to the country, I think, has been really very important.
Tillerson called on Pakistan to increase its efforts to eradicate militants. In Kenya, opposition leader Raila Odinga called on his supporters to protest what they perceive as ongoing problems with the Election Commission. And protests they did earlier today throughout the streets of Kisumu. Kenya's Supreme Court was unable to hold a hearing Wednesday to consider postponing the country's presidential election. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Central African Republic to assess the fragile security situation and paid tribute to the UN peacekeeping effort.
I'm very proud to be your colleague. I'm very proud to serve in the same United Nations where you serve. And I want to tell all of you, Blue Helmets, that we count on you to make the UN always more effective serving the people.
Guterres took part in a wreath-laying ceremony in honor of the dozen UN peacekeepers who died so far this year in escalating militia violence. As the day approaches when the Spanish government is to impose direct rule on the Catalonia region over its independence drive, pro-secessionist leaders are considering a snap election to break the deadlock. Catalan leaders are also planning a legal challenge to Madrid. Juan Coma is a member of the pro-independence Popular Unity Front.
We are in a crucial week. For us, it's an important week to make the declaration of independence on Catalonia. And on the other side, we have the Spanish state that are trying to repress this political and democratic situation in Catalonia.
Madrid is expected to impose direct rule Friday. Thursday, the Catalan Parliament is to meet to debate a response following the October 1st referendum on independence the Spanish government called illegal. The U.S. moved closer to condemning the crackdown in Myanmar, also known as Burma, as ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya Muslim minority continues. Patrick Murphy is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Southeast Asia.
There's no question in our minds that atrocities have been committed. And we will work with the international community and Burmese stakeholders to pursue all means available to hold accountable those responsible for these acts.
More than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled the western part of the country for Bangladesh since late August following insurgent attacks on Myanmar security forces. The U.S. is also considering imposing targeted sanctions. Elections for president and parliament in Iraq's Kurdistan will be delayed for 8 months after political parties failed to present candidates. An independence referendum was held in late September. The Iraqi government strongly opposed the vote and sent troops last week to seize Kurdish-held Kirkuk. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The United States is resuming refugee admissions after a 120-day travel ban expired, but is adding new screening measures and a 90-day review for people from 11 countries deemed to pose a potentially high risk. The names of the 11 countries have not been released, although they're said to be mostly in the Middle East and Africa. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.